Take two. We've ironed out the technical glitches. It's a wonderful thing, this process of doing live radio in real time. Jack Fonseca is a project manager for Campaign Life, the Campaign Life Coalition, focusing on Catholic issues. Jack, your first time with us. I appreciate that. And you've seen how this thing all plays out, as I said, in real life. And sometimes we have to go with the cards we're dealt. Greta Vosper's back, minister at the West Hill United Church and founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. How's Greta this morning?
I'm great, thank you. Good to be here. Good to see you, Jack.
You too, thank you.
All right, well, there you go. Everybody's on the same page or not. We're about to find out. You know, a couple of things I wanted to discuss, and very quickly, since it fell through the cracks, or late last week the ruling came out. We didn't have a chance on this particular forum to address the ruling against Bill Watcott. This was a Saskatchewan crusader against homosexuality and the homosexual agenda out in Saskatchewan, and it had been played out in several levels of court, finally made its way to the Supremes since, well, about 2001 and 2002. And what they really found is free speech is not an absolute. In certain cases, you've got to tamp it down, and there are, in two of the four cases cited, they found that he was, in fact, a hater. Denouncing the practice of homosexuality was not an excuse. In other words, hating the sin but not the sinner. That didn't wash with the Supremes unanimously. Hate law says you can't just hate the sin because by extension you are hating the sinner. How do you feel about the Supreme Court ruling, Jack?
I think it was a disaster for free speech and freedom of religion and conscience in Canada. I can't believe that they produced this incoherent, contradictory attack on our fundamental constitutional rights. I mean, to say that you're going to censor, you're going to outlaw the ability of free peoples to express their religious beliefs about something, their sincerely held religious beliefs, that's totally wrong. And it's a particular problem for Catholics and traditional Christians who have that belief that you're supposed to love the sinner but reject the sin. So what the Supreme Court has said is no, you're not allowed to have that belief anymore. So in effect, they've outlawed religious public expression of religious beliefs on certain sexual acts.
All right. So when it came to competing rights, the right to I guess not discriminate was the religious rights were trumped. That's the point I'm making.
Trumped, wiped away, erased, it appears. They even went so far as to say that the truth is no defense in the Supreme Court. They actually wrote that. The truth, you can say something that's truthful and still be deemed hate speech. I mean, this is really a bizarre ruling.
All right. In Mr. Watcott's case, that truth would have been because he described the homosexual lifestyle as being, say, deleterious to life, or it was leading to disease and all kinds of things like that. You're saying that was the truth that
His pamphlets, he distributed four pamphlets, and they found two of them to be hateful. Now, you know, I read through the pamphlets, and they're definitely inflammatory. They're certainly offensive to homosexuals. But he's not inciting anyone to violence. He's not inciting anyone to hate homosexuals. In fact, there's a spiritual call in his pamphlets for conversion, and he expresses a desire to see these people in heaven. So there's no call for violence. There's no it's bizarre that they would consider this hate speech and actually write that it could lead to genocide and deportation of gays. I mean, it was weird. I can't believe they actually wrote that. This man has been distributing these pamphlets that are largely ineffectual, you know, and I wouldn't use the tone that he does. I believe in traditional marriage, but I wouldn't use that kind of inflammatory rhetoric. But for 12 years, he's been distributing these things. No gay has ever been beaten up. No one's been deported. It was a weird ruling.
All right, but yet you did use the phrase inflammatory rhetoric, which tends to inflame, and that's part of the hate law definition, that it would incite one to hate.
But it's a counterfeit right. I mean, what the judges are saying is that they've invented a fake new right to not be offended. There's no such thing. Read the Charter. Read the Constitution. It does not say that you have a right to not be offended.
And I don't think that the decision said that you cannot be offended. And the words were clarified to show that it has to be a public expression. It can't be just something that somebody says to you in private and offends you or makes you unhappy. And it can't be something that's said publicly, that is said satirically, that is said in an offensive manner. It has to be something that's actually promoting hatred toward a group, not an individual. And that hatred toward a group needs to be shown to be something that might cause members of that group to be treated differently within society.
Look at the charter. If you read the charter, it says, where demonstrably justified, where demonstrably, meaning you can demonstrate.
And the judge felt that didn't need to be the case, that there didn't need to be the case that someone had to be beaten up.
That, Greta, that's not the purview of the judge. The charter is very clear in its wording. It says where it's demonstrably justified that it's going to lead to violence or whatever, then you can restrict freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of conscience. The judges did not demonstrate that it's going to lead to his ridiculous little flyers would lead to deportation of gays or the genocide of gays as they wrote. They couldn't demonstrate it.
They didn't meet the test. All right. And so you're saying, again, Jack's position is it's a counterfeit right, but it's now the law in the land. Greta, you think the judge has got it right?
I think the judge has clarified some of the things that were soft in the previous ruling and has made them clearer, has made them more effective in terms of bringing this kind of legislation, this kind of right to the fore in public discourse. The judge was very careful in saying that this cannot stop conversation. It can't stop society continuing to have conversations about topics that are perhaps disgusting to some or inappropriate to others.
But if there's a condemnation, if there's a condemnation and it's biblically informed, let's say whether it's, you know, Leviticus or
that's not an excuse anymore.
So the Bible is hate propaganda now.
The Bible, catechism of the Catholic Church is hate propaganda. If the Bible is used as hate propaganda, then it can be. And I'm hoping, Jack, that you believe that there are things in the Bible that mandate genocide and that would be inappropriate.
No, I don't. I think that's an inappropriate interpretation of the Bible. That's wrong.
So
I know that
God
atheists often
telling to wipe out entire groups of people, to clear land of anyone, any inhabitant, so that God's people can go in there. That's not genocide.
We don't have time to go into the historical context.
No, but I think we have to. If you're going
to
defend a document and say that it can be used in any way, then you have to be able to defend.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's historical reasons that we don't have time to go into this. Where
reasons for
those kinds of things happen. There was a context to the biblical
and
story.
And that's what the judge was talking
about. And by the way,
you're
trying to attach
reasons.
Genocide to the church's teaching on against homosexual acts.
The judge was recognizing that's a slippery slope.
Listen, what this ruling is going to say is that what it's going to send the message to is it's open season. If you hear a pastor, a priest, a Catholic priest, or any other pastor reading from the Bible and expressing biblical beliefs on human sexuality, you can go after them, file a human rights complaint, and you might win. And you might get a lot of cash for it like the defendants did – not the defendants, the appellants in the Watcott case.
You're anticipating this, Jack?
I think so. I think we're going to see a lot more human rights lawsuits. Well,
so matters of conscience, religious matter, as you say, religious freedom. Greta says is no longer an excuse. So that's where we find ourselves.
It's going to embolden activists to come after the Catholic Church, after evangelical pastors who dare to preach biblical truths about human sexuality.
That's one issue there. The Supreme Court from late last week. We thought we'd just take a pass at it here this morning with Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church, and Jack Fonseca, project manager for Campaign Life, a coalition focusing on Catholic issues. We had another Catholic issue on the docket earlier this morning. We were talking to the exec director of the Catholic Civil Rights League of Canada on this sketch that This Hour is 22 Minutes did with the intent of satirizing Holy Communion. And the body and blood, or the wine and wafer, were replaced by Timbits and a double-double because I guess the priest had run out. Was it satire or sacrilege? We'll come back in just a moment and see how the panel feels about that, amongst other matters, with our culture war this morning and your thoughts.